This episode of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast is brought to you by Bant.io, the AI-powered all-in-one lead generation solution that leverages top-performing strategies from over 12,000 campaigns, including email, social outreach, pay-per-click, retargeting, and sales chatbots. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast. This is John Jantz, and my guest today is Dr. Jason Selk. He's a performance coach who works with business executives and athletes. As a director of mental training for the St. Louis Cardinals, he played an important role in the team's first World Series victory in more than 20 years in 2006 and their second in 2011. He holds a doctorate in counseling and sports psychology and is the author of a book called Executive Toughness, but we're going to talk today about his new book called Relentless Solution Focus, Train Your Mind to Conquer Stress, Pressure, and Underperformance. So, Jason, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, John.
We talked about this already off the air, but should we talk about the 1985 World Series? Your history doesn't go back that far with the Cardinals, but it's you talk to any St. Louis person, it's a painful moment in their history.
Yeah, I that would not be the World Series I would prefer to talk about, John. But if we need to, you're the boss here.
So I get you even more riled up, and we'll talk about Don Denkinger in a minute. But so let's start with the title. What is Relentless Solution Focus?
So I've been really fortunate over the last 20 years to literally be able to work with some of the most successful people walking the planet. And I don't just mean, some people say, well, what's your definition of success? To me, The greatest definition of success are the people who are the happiest. Now, again, dating back to my time in the sports world, I was just really lucky. I got hired by the Cardinals in 2006. We win a World Series my first year. I stayed with the team through the 2011 season. We won a World Series 2011. And that really just put me in a position where I had instant credibility, and my career went from the sports world to the business world, and I work with musicians and actors, and I'm just always looking for what are the patterns, right, of these people who are the most successful, happiest, the healthiest, and yeah, I think there's definitely a financial component to measuring success as well. And I would say, John, this is the number one pattern I've seen, is those who are most successful, they don't get caught up doing what's completely normal, which is to focus on negativity or problems. And look, they have problems just like everyone else, but they're just really quick. And I'd tell you, 60 seconds or less, they control the thoughts in their mind instead of focusing on all the stuff that's going poorly or all the bad stuff or the problems. They quickly rotate it to, okay, what can I do about it? What's a potential solution I can put in place to start making my situation better?
And let's talk about this idea of problems versus solutions, because I think most people are wired to think in terms of avoiding pain, you know, as opposed to a solution that might pay long-term gain. So are you suggesting that these folks are able to train themselves differently, or they just have a different DNA, or they've just really experienced enough life to say, you know what, I'm better off going this direction?
Okay, so let's talk about the science. And you said most people, but here's the truth, all of us.
Yeah.
I'll give you three things about the book. These are my three touch points about the book when people ask me. Number one, mental toughness is abnormal. It's totally normal. It's called PCT. Problem-centric thinking. It's totally normal for us to focus on problems. Our brains, every brain, every human being is built this way. And it goes back to survival, fight or flight. Right. But now, hundreds of years later, it really works against us for our health, happiness, and success. Okay, so the first thing, mental toughness is abnormal. Mental weakness is totally normal. Number two, anyone can learn or can train themselves to be mentally tough. And I'd tell you, what is mental toughness? The ability to control those thoughts. Having that RSF mindset is mental toughness. And then the third step, yeah, in less than 3 minutes a day in the training, think of it like this. Your brain is a muscle just like your bicep. If you want your bicep to be strong, you have to do the work. Same thing with the brain. The good news here is it takes very little time. 3 minutes a day or less. And if you did it three times a week, you couldn't help but see your mental weakness start to go away and your mental toughness start to come in. Here's one of my favorite phrases. Neurons that wire together, fire together. Neurons that wire apart, fire apart. Yeah, although we're all biologically built the same way to be mentally weak, we can all learn to be mentally tough.
So I think there's tons of research and data that suggests, particularly athletes, when you think about mental toughness, they're put in really high stress situations a lot of times, win a game or lose a game, but dependent upon a certain type of thing. Is that something that just becomes like running sprints? That's part of the practice? So can a business person then say, I could adopt that same sort of routine?
Absolutely, with the training. Now, I'm going to say this because I think the athletes, although yes, they are put in high pressure situations, but you know what? So are we. Are everyday people. Look, I'm a parent. I've got three teenagers. You talk about high pressure situations.
Yeah. Probably more often than the athlete. The athlete plays.
And everybody likes to think they have it worse than everybody else. Here's my experience. We all have difficulties performing. All of us. It's tough. Yeah. So you got to get your mind right. And absolutely, that's not what my opinion is saying. I'm telling you, biologically, scientifically proven, we can rewire. This is one of those things that even though, again, problem-centric thought is totally normal, we can rewire the brain where RSF becomes totally normal. I've been training myself for the last 20 years, and I'll just tell you, I have as many problems as anybody else. I just don't get caught up in them anymore.
Right.
If you like drama, you'll hate this. If you like drama, don't read or don't buy this book. But if you don't like drama, if you want life's problems to be just somewhat insignificant, that when you have a problem, you fix it, get this book. And my colleague and I, Dr. Ellen Reed, in a very simplistic manner, we're going to walk you through exactly how to retrain your brain. And here's my favorite part. The 3 minutes a day, it's not like doing bicep curls. It doesn't hurt. It's actually enjoyable.
There's one of my favorite quotes, and listeners have heard me say this before, and I think it's really applicable today. It's from Viktor Frankl's book, The Man's Search for Meaning, that between stimulus and response, there's a moment, and in that moment lies our freedom. And I think a lot of times that's really what you're talking about, isn't it?
100%. But the deal is, John, that again, it's difficult to own that freedom. And I'm a huge Frankl fan. You know, I'm really big into Yalom, and Yalom was huge into Frankl. But that moment of freedom is biologically under control sometimes. And that's the part that people need to understand. If you focus on problems, here's an example of mental weakness. You do 100 things right, one thing less than perfect. Most people are letting their mind focus on that one imperfection. And I tell you, it's very normal, but it's a very pure sign of mental weakness. Now, again, you're biologically built to do that, but you can retrain it. Absolutely. We know scientifically it's called neuroplasticity. This is one of those things. RSF can be retrained and PCT can be trained out.
Yeah, I have a number of books on Amazon, and everybody knows they have the review system. And I got 157 five-star reviews and one bad review. And that bad review just really eats at you, doesn't it? It's the same thing.
And here's
that's right, if you let it. Right.
That's a good one for you to know just for your own personal performance. So PCT is normal. That's the biological tendency to focus on the negative.
Right.
But that in combination with something called expectancy theory. Whatever you focus on, you expand. Human beings are made up of thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. We know the thoughts control the feelings and the behaviors. So if we can just learn to control the thoughts, we're going to have a real positive impact on the way we feel and the way we behave. The key is you got to learn to choose effective thinking, and everybody can learn to do it. Most people don't even know you have a choice, but you do have a choice. And this book, Relentless Solution Focus, really walks you through how do you start making the right choice when it comes to thoughts.
What do you say to those that might say, this is just another package around the idea of positive thinking?
Try it. Yeah. This is, now again, I it's somewhat trite to say that, but I got hired in 2006 by the St. Louis Cardinals. They're the second winningest Major League Baseball team in the history of Major League Baseball. You don't get a job like that unless you know what you're doing. And the only reason they came and found me was because all these players across Major League Baseball were having all these improved results. And then when I'm with the team for 6 years, we win two World Series. Not to say that it's all me, because that's a wonderful organization, but I'll say this, they haven't won one since I've left. And again, it works. Try it. Pick up the book. I'll give this guarantee to anyone. You pick up the book, you try it, you go through that 3 minutes a day. If you don't like it, you email me. I'll buy that book right back from you. No questions asked. It flat out, it's based in science. I have my own children, my own wife doing this stuff. And it's probably the best thing I've ever done as a parent is teaching my children some of this stuff, because it gives them a real advantage. It just flat out works, John.
And you played a huge role, and you probably can't even hit a curveball, can you?
I'm going to try, I'll tell you.
And now let's hear a word from our sponsor. Do you want more leads and faster? Whether you own a small to medium-sized business or a marketing agency, Bant.io is the solution for you. It's an AI-powered, all-in-one lead generation solution that leverages email, social outreach, pay-per-click, retargeting, sales, chatbots. If you're a marketing agency or consultancy looking to scale your offering and client base, they even offer a white-label solution that allows you to fully customize and sell the platform as your own service. Find out more. Sign up today at Bant.io. Look for a link in the show notes.
All right. So one of the things a lot of people have gone through, certainly the last, everybody's challenges in their life, the last 10 months have for some people have been particularly challenging. Maybe they've got this whole positive thinking down, and yet now they're homeschooling and now they're working from home and like their life got changed. How would you apply, or what advice would you give those people that feel like their world got shook up, in even if they maybe they were productive, they were performing, and all of a sudden now their world got shook up?
Yeah, and 2020 has been a tough year on many fronts for, I think, just about everybody. It's been tough. So I tell you, the foundation of anybody I work with in terms of developing mental toughness, and I've talked about that 3 minutes. Here's the first 10 seconds of the 3 minutes. Just form the habit, and I know it sounds just so totally simple, but again, this is all about retraining the neurons in your brain. Just form the habit every day, get a notebook, get a piece of paper, write it on the back of your hand, a napkin, I don't care. But write down 3 things you've done well. Instead of letting your mind do what's totally normal, which is to focus on all the junk, all the garbage, just start to retrain the thinking that before you beat yourself up, you have to focus on your done wells. And let me take this one step further. People ask me all the time, how do I start to help my children? I'm having problems with this or problems with that. You can't start this too early. When the family's sitting down having dinner, which again, I know that's a rarity. I know it's hard in my house to get that done. It's hard, but when the family's together, force people to say, instead of talking about the news or anything, that force people to say, okay, what's one thing you did well today? When you pick your children up from sports or from school, to ask them, what's one thing you did well? Because they're like, look, they're learning to be us. And what we do is we overlook all the good stuff and we focus on the garbage. And I'm just telling you, that makes you perform at a lower level. This is not about give everyone a participation award. I'm not telling you to give yourself credit for things you didn't do well. I'm saying find things you did do. Just quickly recognize it, write it down on paper, and it starts to retrain the brain to focus for more things you've done well. And it creates actually a motive to do more. It's a really reinforcing cycle. But that would be the first thing I'd tell you in a tough year on a daily basis. If you do it at least 3 days a week, write down on paper 3 things you did well.
So are there things that when you typically work with people, and you hinted at this, but maybe this is the flip side of it. Are there things that people should stop doing?
Yeah. Stop watching the news. I joke. But the truth of the matter is, when my first year I got hired with the Cardinals was 2006. And I knew what Walt Jocketty, he was the general manager at the time, he really needed the team to step up in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Now, you can Google this. The Cardinals in 06 are the worst major league team to ever win a World Series. We had the lowest regular season win total ever, still to this day. So when we got in the playoffs, when we finished that regular season, I'm telling you, our team was exhausted. Yeah. There were all kinds of injuries and problems behind the scenes that we won't go into. But I know that's exactly why they hired me. We had all kinds of excuses not to do well in the World Series. But I said, okay, here's what we're going to do. 3 things. Number one was stop watching the news. All the news was telling us was we had no chance. Second thing was, just like what I outlined, I had them Every day you have to write down three things you did. I don't care if it's baseball related. I don't care if it's as a parent. I don't care if it's in your personal life. You drank three beers instead of four. Anything you did well. And then the third thing was something called the mental workout, which is also part of that 3 minutes. It's, you know, something I developed in 1999. It really took me from a graduate student to one of the top sports psychology consultants in the world. And that mental workout's a minute and 40 second process. And it really gets the mind focused on the things it's supposed to focus on, the positives and what you want to improve instead of all the other garbage.
So because you work with some folks that probably not just talking about baseball players, but I know you also work with business executives as well. What role do their egos play in getting in the way of you helping?
Remember, ego is really never going to be a positive thing for you, especially when you're talking about performance. When you're thinking about ego, your mind is now shifted from what can I do to make things better? How do I improve? Now you're thinking about what do people think of me?
Yeah.
And any of that distracted thought is really going to serve you in a negative manner. High level performance is all about understanding what the most important pieces of performance are. Most people are thinking, okay, what are the 10 things I got to do now?
Right.
You really got to just have one thing. And on that one thing, you got to be super focused on it. You got to be ready and prepared so that on that one thing, you really are going to shine. And again, anytime you get ego involved, it's going to be a distraction from your one most important thing.
So the flip side of that one then, whether you've worked with somebody or not, what would you tell somebody that just mental toughness has not been something that they've been shown, that they have been modeled growing up? We all know people, parents, unfortunately, that weren't very supportive of raising their kids and whatnot. What do you do with that person who just feels like I'm at zero?
I would say this. It's a shame.
Yeah.
It's a shame that in our country and in the world, they're not putting more emphasis on it unless you're a professional athlete or unless you're a business titan. It's a shame because these tools and techniques are not that difficult to learn and put into practice. And I tell you, don't feel like because you don't know these techniques and tools, there's something wrong with you.
Right.
Mental toughness is not normal. Just like I said before, just like when I'm born, it's not normal for me to have big, strong biceps. But if I put some work into it, you can't stop it from happening. And so I tell people, don't be discouraged. If you can't afford to buy this book, go to your library. It's going to be in the library. This has already hit the bestseller list even before it got released. It just got released, I think, I want to say even earlier, a couple of days earlier this week. I'm not 100% sure about the release date, but look, the tools are out there. The other two books that I wrote that are very positive, and in my opinion, the response has been absolutely terrific. They're both bestsellers. 10-Minute Toughness. If you want to know the tools for mental toughness in sports, I think 10-Minute Toughness is an absolute must-buy. If you want to know an A to Z mental toughness in business or in life, Executive Toughness, which was my second book. And this latest book, Relentless Solution Focus, what I said was, okay, this is the one most important concept I've learned as a pattern from those who are having the most success. So I wrote the book, just one concept, just go as deep as you can about it so that people completely understand it and can attack the thing and win. But the tools are out there for people. Go to your library if you need to, but they're out there and it's a shame. Don't feel bad that you don't have those skills and tools yet. Just put some energy into getting it done now.
Awesome. Speaking with Jason Salke, he's the author of Relentless Solution Focus. Jason, you want to tell people where they can find out more about your work? And obviously the books are available wherever you buy books, but I invite you to share where people might connect with you.
Yeah. So my website's probably the easiest place, jasonselk.com. We try to give all kinds of free little tidbits and we do a newsletter once a week. And I'm very passionate about helping people. I've been really fortunate in my career. So there's plenty of free stuff on there. Now, if you want to go deeper, obviously you can go deeper and there are some things there. The book is going to be in any of the major booksellers, Amazon, any of the booksellers these days. You're not going to have trouble finding it. Like I said, it's all five of this is my fifth book. All five books that I've written have hit the bestseller list. So you shouldn't have any trouble finding any of the books. But my website, jasonselk.com. Might be a kind of a place to hit anything that I'm talking about.
Awesome. Jason, thanks for stopping by. And when we get back out there on the road again, maybe we'll see you over on the other side of Missouri.
Yeah, John, great. Thanks for having me. I appreciate what you do. I know you're making an impact. Give yourself some credit and keep doing what you're doing.
Thanks so much.